Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on a Tuesday morning, 16 degrees in Wichita with a wind chill of 5. A development group behind much of the construction at Wichita State's Innovation Campus wants to build a new home on the campus for a Wichita technology company. NWCB LLC today is asking the Wichita City Council for $33 million in industrial revenue bonds. The money would go toward a new headquarters for NetApp, which is currently located at 3718 North Rock Road. NetApp employs 628 people in Wichita, plans to hire at least 70 more in the next decade. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly continues her push for online sales taxes.
Governor Kelly says an online tax would level the playing field between online retailers and local business owners. Kelly's budget plan would enforce all online sales and digital property. Kelly's budget director, Larry Campbell, tells KSN News this is just a start.
We'll take it a step at a time. The goal would be to do is what we can for folks.
Kelly says the projected $15 million in tax collections would help pay for education, roads, and other state necessities. Lawmakers will debate the governor's budget and likely make changes. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police in Southern California trying to figure out why a driver rammed into another car, they believe on purpose, killing several teenagers.
A Toyota Prius with six teenagers inside ended up wrapped around a tree in Riverside County late Sunday night. Three of the teens were killed, the other three injured. They're expected to survive. A witness helped police track down the suspect, 42-year-old Anurag Chandra, by following his car and calling 911. While not commenting on a possible motive, police say the crash was an intentional act, adding the investigation has now changed from a hit-and-run collision to homicide. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Remember that New Year's resolution you made about exercising more? How's that working out for you?
A new study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control finds that some states are lazier than others. They're ranking states based on how active people are there. Topping the lazy list, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Kentucky. People living in those states reported the highest levels of inactivity. What states have the most reported activity? Well, they include Colorado, Washington, Utah, Oregon, and the District of Columbia. The federal government recommends about 30 minutes of physical activity at least 5 days a week. John Saucier, Fox News.
The University of Kansas will close its languages, literatures, and culture schools, but departments within the school will continue to operate. John Colombo, interim dean of the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, said in an email that budget cuts forced a change in the administrative structure of the school. It says changes will not affect degree offerings or curriculum, and students will not be impacted. The school has administrative oversight, that is, for six departments. Closing at the end of the academic year means one staff position will be cut, but the director and co-director of the school will return to their respective positions in their academic units. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A cold area of high pressure will move on off to the southeast. Meanwhile, winds return to the south today, and that's going to help temperatures climb a bit compared to what we have been this morning. We will be around 32 at noontime, 38 for the high later on this afternoon, a rain snow mix after midnight, Tarlo in the low 30s, and a wintry mix early Wednesday with a high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, 16 degrees, southeast wind at 9 miles per hour, giving us a wind chill of 5. Kind of cool out there this morning. 8:34, Steve and Ted in the morning. It's time for entertainment news with Steve and Ted. The Blur with Ted Woodward. Ted?
An attorney for the late Aaron Hernandez firing back at the Netflix documentary surrounding the convicted former NFL star.
Despite appearing in part of the documentary, Jose Baez is going after producers of the new Netflix doc Killer Inside, The Mind of Aaron Hernandez. The attorney saying on Instagram, people have no idea how documentaries are made. The truth is usually found on the cutting room floor. Baez, who represented the late New England Patriots tight end in a double murder trial after his previous conviction in the murder of Odin Lloyd, claims producers lied to him about who would be interviewed about the rumors surrounding Hernandez's sexual orientation, making it clear that his suicide was the result of CTE. The lawyer going on to blast the documentary as a money-making scheme. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
One actor is stepping away from voicing a Simpsons character.
Actor Hank Azaria confirms he will no longer voice the character of Apu on The Simpsons. He tells Slash Film, I won't be doing the voice anymore unless there's some way to transition it or something, explaining, we all feel like it's the right thing. The move comes after years of backlash over Azaria, who is white, voicing the fictional Indian American convenience store owner, and critics saying it reinforces racial stereotypes. Reps for The Simpsons have yet to respond. As for the fate of the role or who will go on to voice the character, Azaria says it's up to producers. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Court TV bringing one of the country's most infamous trials back into the spotlight.
It was the verdict that shocked a nation.
We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant Orenthal James Simpson not guilty of the crime of murder.
And now a new series will put a focus on the O.J. Simpson murder trial 25 years later. Court TV will begin airing a 37-part series dubbed O.J. 25, the first original true crime documentary as part of the return of the network. O.J. 25 will include everything from the start of the trial on January 24, 1995, until the verdict in October. The series surrounding the Football Hall of Famer's case will also include new interviews with trial participants. O.J. 25 begins airing on Court TV Thursday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, you know, some people get dressed up, and some people get dressed up.
Jennifer Lopez's bling at the Screen Actors Guild Awards capturing the internet's attention. The star hitting the red carpet in a custom black off-the-shoulder gown with over $9 million worth of Harry Winston diamonds, earrings, bracelets, a bunch of rings, and an over 73-carat necklace. Lopez was nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Supporting Role in Hustlers. She remains in the Twitter spotlight as she and Shakira will kick off the Super Bowl 54 halftime show next weekend in Miami. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Well, now, J-Lo's a, I think, a very, very pretty woman. Beautiful woman.
Sure.
She don't need all that bling. Does she? You don't see, look at me, I don't have any bling on.
She and her husband are very rich.
Yeah, just they didn't spend all that money for that, did they? Surely, they've got the money. Only $9 million.
For one night out.
For one night out. Mm.
Hey, let's get up close with the celebrity.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with Jenna Dewan of Flirty Dancing. Dewan is very invested in the matches she makes on this show.
We love them. We want them to find happiness and love. We all take it really seriously, and I feel like that translated when I saw the first episode. And Octavius, and like how adorable he was. And he and Megan are actually still dating, which is incredible. And Aaron at the Hollywood Bowl. And it was just like as romantic as it felt filming it. Mm-hmm. And it was really fun to watch.
She looks forward to interacting online with viewers of the show as the episodes air.
They tell me exactly what they think. They ask me questions. I hear their thoughts. I go on the ride as part of the fun. You know, it's hard to watch and tweet, but I try to live tweet so I can kind of answer people's questions. But people really got into it, and they got why we were doing this. They're like, this is so amazing that this is like how people are connecting, and there's so many ways to use dance to communicate, and they loved how we were doing that. It was fun.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
An actor taking a social media beating for his chapeau.
Football fans mocking Rob Lowe for wearing an NFL cap to the NFC Championship. The actor seen on screen before a promo for his new show 911 Lone Star during the San Francisco 49ers victory over the Green Bay Packers. Critics bashing the generic headwear, calling him the Switzerland of football fans, comparing the look to a ref or a fed wearing a wire. One tweets, Rob Lowe loves all 32 teams equally. Another posts, when he goes to a concert, instead of a band t-shirt, he just gets a shirt that says music. Lowe making light of the jokes, tweeting he didn't expect his hat to be the most interesting part of the game. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
We have a way of making mountains out of molehills, don't we?
Yeah.
Rob Lowe's hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 10 years ago on this day, remember Air America Radio, the liberal radio network?
They fired it up and didn't work too well.
Filed for bankruptcy 10 years ago today, ceasing operations, financial losses. Rush Limbaugh predicted it wouldn't work, and boy, it did.
He was right that time.
Also on that same day, 10 years ago on this day, Steve Harvey taking over as host of The Family Feud, replacing John O'Hurley. Steve Harvey is still hosting The Feud.
He is. He's
and
got
that,
a franchise.
That got a big ratings boost when they hired him. He's held
he's
that
good.
Franchise now for a decade.
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah. 50 years ago on this night, the debut of the sitcom Nanny and the Professor. I watched this when I was a kid. Loved this show.
Who was in it?
Of course, it was right there in the Brady Bunch, Partridge Family, you know, type
genre.
Show.
Yeah.
Juliette Mills was a British nanny that may or may not have a little magic in her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that guy from The Big Valley, Richard Long,
Richard
was the
Long,
father,
yeah.
the professor.
Yeah. The professor.
And then, you know, you had your typical Hollywood cameos showing up all the time.
Was Ann B. Davis in that?
She was not in that.
No, okay.
But there you go. One of my favorite shows, Nanny and the Professor, 50 years ago. Also 50 years ago on this day, it came out in Wichita movie theaters. Change of Habit.
Change of Habit.
The last Elvis movie.
Was Mary Tyler Moore in that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That was his last movie.
That was his last movie, yeah. From then on, all the only movies released were like concert footage.
He was in a movie and maybe dated, what was her name? She became a nun. What was that actress's name? Remember that?
Oh,
gosh, yeah,
now.
Really.
I know who you're talking
about. She wasn't
about
a big star, but she did. She became a nun.
Yeah, and she, gosh, I wish I could remember her name. She's still, she is still a member of the Academy and votes for the Oscars every year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Dolores. What was her? Dolores something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, she was in one of Elvis's early movies. Yeah, Change of Habit. Mary Tyler Moore played a nun, and Elvis played a young doctor, and they were working in an inner-city clinic.
Oh.
And there might have been some sparks going on there between those two.
Kind of the nun story, only without Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. And let's see, some birthdays today. Three singers, very different. Singer Billy Ocean is 70 today.
I like Billy Ocean.
Yeah,
disco.
Good stuff. Singer Mac Davis is 78 today.
Mac Davis.
Yeah, country
Don't
guy.
Don't get hooked on me.
Yep. And opera singer Plácido Domingo is 79 today. Yes.
I think Jen's
Dolores
got...
Hart.
Dolores Hart.
Is that her name?
Jen?
That's what I'm thinking of, yeah.
Dolores Hart.
Yeah.
Interesting.
She dropped out of Hollywood and became a nun.
How about that?
Former actress/singer. And she was born 100 years ago on this day, Peggy Lee.
Peggy Lee, yeah.
Where was Peggy Lee born?
In Alabama.
North Dakota.
I was not very close.
My Swedish family in North Dakota. And, of course, she was a great singer-songwriter.
Sure.
Actress in her day. She was born 100 years ago on this day, Peggy Lee. All right, let's hit the late night crew. Late night with Seth Meyers, NBC.
According to the latest numbers, former New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg has already spent $250 million on TV campaign ads, though most of that was to have himself inserted as the third Sonic guy.
The Tonight Show, starring Jimmy Fallon, NBC.
The New York Times editorial board endorsed Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar as Democrats' top choices for the 2020 nomination. That's right. They picked two candidates, and today their sports section picked the Chiefs and the 49ers to win the Super Bowl.
And Lights Out with David Spade on Comedy Central.
Prince Harry proudly said his son Archie saw snow for the first time in Canada. Harry also said he can't wait to see Archie's reaction to the new monthly bills.
Entertainment news brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Great sponsors of The Blur.
You bet.
Fantastic Christian family. Honest work at affordable prices. And, boy, they do great work.
If done it for me.
Yep. Me too. If your appliance is in trouble, you call Terry and make an appointment quick. 409-1525 is that phone number. The good folks at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
843, Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS. Keep it here for the Wichita Business Journal update.
With editor Bill Roy, United Way ready to help laid off workers. Steve and 10 in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.